Integration of contraceptive information and services with prenatal and postpartum care. According to WHO, after a live birth, the recommended interval before attempting the next pregnancy is at least 24 months in order to reduce risk of adverse maternal, perinatal and infant outcomes. Note reference, 85. It is also known that a large proportion of women throughout the world, 92 to 97%, do not want another child within 2 years of the previous delivery. But globally, 65% of women in the first year postpartum do not use the method of contraception, although they express an intention to use contraceptive. Note reference, 86. Page 29. Sidebar. Checklist 9. 9.1. Do national guidelines on pregnancy, delivery and postpartum care, and on abortion and post-abortion care include the integration of comprehensive contraceptive services? 9.2. If contraceptive services are integrated with postpartum and abortion/post-abortion services de jure, are there indications of any elements of coercion? For example, are women coaxed into accepting postpartum contraception during labor or in the immediate postpartum period? Are there anecdotal reports of postpartum or post-abortion contraceptive methods being given without women's consent? 9.3. If contraceptive services are integrated with postpartum and abortion/post-abortion services de jure, are there indications of restricting voluntary choice of contraception per Southeast or of specific methods of contraception? Some examples of restricting choice may be postpartum sterilization programs or postpartum IUCD programs in instances where they offer only a single method, or requiring women seeking abortion services to accept the method of contraception. 9.4. Have clinical protocols and standards for maternal health care and abortion/post-abortion care been reviewed and revised to integrate the provision of comprehensive contraceptive information, counseling and services? 9.5. Have service providers been trained in providing comprehensive contraceptive information and services to women and men? I.e., do they know about the full range of methods, and have the knowledge and skills to counsel and provide services? 9.5. In practice, are comprehensive contraceptive information routinely offered to users of antenatal services? Are comprehensive contraceptive information and services routinely offered as part of postpartum services to users of abortion and post-abortion services? Are information and communication resources available that provide information on contraceptive options to women and men postpartum and post-abortion? End of sidebar. Interventions integrating contraceptive and prenatal and postpartum services have been implemented in many low- and middle-income countries. Note reference, 87. And robust evaluations exist of the effectiveness of these in increasing contraceptive use among postpartum women and in achieving healthy birth spacing as recommended by WHO. Note reference, 88. Note reference, 89. Note reference, 90. The unmet need for contraception among women in the first year postpartum indicates the need for integrating contraceptive services with prenatal and postpartum care as an essential component of a human rights-based and gender-responsive contraceptive program. The word of caution is in order here. Integration of contraceptive counseling and services with postpartum care should not be misinterpreted to justify actions such as compelling women to accept a method of contraception when they are feeling vulnerable during labor and immediately after childbirth. Nor does it mean providing without the woman's knowledge and clearly expressed consent a method such as an IUCD immediately after placental delivery or sterilization alongside a C-section. Integration implies providing women with comprehensive counseling regarding sexual and reproductive health issues of concern, including contraception, at various points of contact with the health services during pregnancy, childbirth and the immediate postpartum period, allowing the woman and her spouse ample time to consider the matter and make an informed choice. They may then avail of the services in the postpartum period before sexual activity is resumed, at a time that is most convenient to her/him. Note reference, 91.